The home of the Flyers, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Hey, everybody. I'm John Bedell. Welcome into Flanagan's for the first time tonight for Flyer Feedback. My partner tonight, number five in your programs, number one in your hearts, Nate Green.
Hello.
Nate, Dayton a winner, 13-point winner, 71-58, as Larry and Brooks just mentioned in their postgame comments. Not a dominant win, but a gritty one. And as Brooks called it, Nate, maybe a mental toughness win against this North Texas team coming in here tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I personally saw a few good things that we're going to need to continue this run that we're having right now, especially when it comes down to the postseason. We got scrappy. We was up by 14 at a time, and we still was on the floor getting loose balls. And, you know, we shared the ball really well. You know, Opie didn't have the best game that we've seen out of him, but he did some things that I really like. His shot wasn't really going. He wasn't getting as many shots as he usually does, but he was sharing the ball. He drew the double team. He saw the open guy that he got. I believe he had like 6 or 7 assists tonight. He hit the open guys for the threes, and they knocked it down. You know, they played team ball tonight. I did see some things that was a little iffy, in my opinion, that we're going to need to work on, and that's, you know, we got to be consistent. You know, we have stretches where we do so many great things, and then we have that lapse for a minute or two where, you know, we're having unforced turnovers or we have a lapse on the offensive end. And, you know, we want to go far this year. So those are things that we got to work on, but we're going to get it together for sure.
Yeah, and not a knock-your-socks-off night for Obi Toppin in terms of his points, a season-low 11. But as you mentioned, Nate, he was doing plenty of the other things tonight that you want to see in a team win. 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and as I was driving over here to Flanagan's, you heard Brooks say on the call with Larry, at any point where it was tight there, where North Texas shrunk that lead down to 9, that was the closest they got in the closing minutes,
he made
Obi Toppin
plays.
Was in every involved in every play. Now, he might not have been scoring every time. He was grabbing a board. He was dishing out an assist. He had one that about made my eyes pop out of my head. He's in the left wing, Nate, and he's got his back to the basket. He just whips it over his shoulder.
43.
Across the court to Matos in the right wing, splash,
yes.
3. One of his 6 assists on the night, the one I thought was the prettiest. And, you know, this is a team, Nate, this Dayton Flyers team, that they've been beating the brakes off of teams and still winning by 30 when they're having off nights.
Yes.
Tonight, more of, I think, what you would see as a typical kind of gritty win where, you know, they still get out of here with a 13-point win. I mean, go ask VCU how they felt with this team in their house down in Richmond. A few weeks ago, VCU barely escaped this North Texas team, only winning by 2 at their home court.
And, you know, being a former player, there's all kinds of obstacles that you have to do during this time of the year. You know, you're getting ready to go home. All the students are leaving. You got exams coming up.
Yep.
You know, you got to focus on your grades. And then, you know, okay, we got to come out and perform our best. And, you know, everybody has an off night, but we had an off night, but we still – play well, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and I'm a big believer in the old baseball adage, too, that it'll look like a line drive in the box score.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Also, we're going to hopefully get more from Anthony Grant and certainly David Jablonski later about what was a moment that took all of the air out of that arena. It was like a study hall in there when Obi Toppin's dunk happened, and you look down and you see Jalen Crutcher on the court clutching his knee, and you thought, probably what I did, which was many things I'm not allowed to say on the air since the FCC is listening.
Yeah.
But he was out of the game for, by my count, maybe 4 minutes of game clock. He got back in. That was a complete exhale for Dayton fans because, you know, you had to be thinking, oh, my God, not this year, not a knee, not Crutcher, not this, because
we're going to need everybody.
You're going to need everybody.
Yes.
And contrary to what, incredibly, somebody, not me, once uttered on this radio program, this fine radio show, Jalen Crutcher is an A-10 point guard, and he does pass the eye test, and they're going to need him to go where they want to go this year.
Yes.
So we'll maybe get some more insight from Anthony. It looked like, based on the video David Jablonski tweeted, our friend and colleague from the Dayton Daily News, that he just banged knees with a North Texas guy, and certainly if he's only going to sit for 4 minutes, he's probably all right. I'm sure that knee's going to be a little sore waking up tomorrow, Nate, yeah. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, a little sore, but, you know, that's what the great trainers we have are for. Give him some ice, a little treatment, ultrasound, stem. He'd be good to go.
Yep. Ryan Mikesell, the WHIO player of the game, pacing the Flyers along with the aforementioned Crutcher with 16. What does Anthony Grant think about those efforts, about This win, well, you're about to find out because he is live with Larry Hanskin on Blackburn Court on the other side of this break right here on the Home of the Flyers.
The Home of the Flyers, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. The Home of the Flyers, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Larry Hanskin back here at the UD Arena where the Dayton Flyers defeat North Texas 71-58 to the court with Coach Anthony Grant, brought to you by Pickrell, Schaefer & Ebeling, a Dayton law firm for over 100 years. And Coach, there's lots of ways to win a basketball game, and sometimes you just got to dig down deep and just get gritty and make plays when you need to make plays, and that appeared to be the formula tonight.
Yeah, I think that describes the way the game was played really well. It was one of those gritty games, and you know, you got to give North Texas credit. We talked about it before the game. You know, this team is, they're a tough team. You know, they battle you, and they don't give up. And you could tell throughout the 40 minutes they continued to play to their identity. Proud of our guys for the way we were able to battle and build a lead. And then, obviously, in the second half, they were able to get some threes to fall. We knew at the start of the game that would be really important, guarding the three-point line. They made nine in the second half. Some guys uncharacteristically that didn't make threes made some tonight. Yeah, but our guys were able to weather that storm and make enough plays to be able to come out with a hard-fought win.
You came out with a defensive game plan to deal with their leading scorer, Mo Gibson. Ran a couple of people at him, and he was out of sync from the word go.
Well, you know, we know how good of a player he is. I think, you know, his numbers speak for themselves. I think over the last five games, he's averaged 20 points a game plus. So we knew we had to do a good job of limiting his opportunities, and our guys were able to, again, do a great job following the scouting report and take away some things from him.
Obi Toppin did not have a big scoring game, but he was able to impact the game in other ways.
Yeah.
How important is that to this
critical
team?
You know, obviously, he's going to get a lot of attention. He's on everybody's scouting report in terms of, you know, trying to limit his opportunities. So they continue to run two, sometimes three guys at him. And Obi made the right play. You know, obviously, you look at the box score, I think he finished with six assists. He had three turnovers, but I think his passing, his ability to find his teammates, and the joy he gets from being able to find his teammates was on display tonight, and we certainly needed it.
You got good minutes and good productivity out of your bench. Are guys starting to kind of get a feel for what they need to do when they get into the ballgame?
Well, that's the plan. You know, I think you're always a work in progress. So I think, you know, we certainly feel like we still have room for improvement, but I was pleased tonight with the focus, the attention and detail that we got with the guys coming in.
All right, this was the first of three games in 7 days. Not a lot of time to rest or prepare before you got Colorado in Chicago on Saturday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that challenge. You know, we know we got a great team that we get a chance to play on a neutral site. So we'll clean this up tonight and then get ready for our game on Saturday.
All right, Coach, congratulations.
All right, go Flyers.
All right, that wraps it up here. And again, it's a 6:30 game on Saturday night from Chicago. We'll have extended pregame coverage beginning at 5:30 on Saturday afternoon. Look forward to talking to you then. And then on behalf of our crew here tonight, working with me courtside, Caleb McLeod, our engineer producer, filling in for Bucky tonight, Brooks Hall. I'm Larry Hanskin. Again, our final, Dayton 71 and North Texas 58. Now stick around for more of Flyer Feedback.
The Home of the Flyers, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. The Bud Light Postgame Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. Brought to you by Bud Light. Keep it crisp with Bud Light. Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating. Make your parking lot look great again. Go to vandaliablacktop.com to see how. Mayberry's Van and Storage. Are you moving? Trust Mayberry's for all your moving and storage needs. Code Credit Union, celebrating 80 years in 2020. And by Flyer Spirit, the university-owned student staff destination for Dayton Flyers gear. Hashtag Flyer Spirit. The Bud Light Postgame Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk. University of Dayton Basketball is a presentation of 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. The announcers for today's game were chosen in conjunction with the University of Dayton. Get up, Flyer fans. It's the show just for you. Flyer Feedback, presented by Bud Light and live from Flanagan's Pub on Stewart Street in Dayton. Stop by after the game for delicious food and 24 beers on tap. Flyer Feedback is brought to you by Bud Light. Keep it crisp with Bud Light. And by Flyer Spirit, the university-owned student staff destination for Dayton Flyers gear. Hashtag Flyer Spirit. Call in with your comments or questions, 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. Now, here's your host, John Bedell.
Hey, everybody, you heard the man. I'm John Bedell. My partner tonight is former Flyer Nate Green. We're here at Flanagan's Pub, as we are after every UD home game, recapping a 71-58 Dayton win. Flyers win by 13, led by Ryan Mikesell, our WHIO radio player of the game. He paced the Flyers with 16, as did Jalen Crutcher. Jalen also had 16. His knees are also the real MVP of this game, Nate.
Yes, yes. They're still good.
The number 13 Dayton Flyers improved to 9-1. They will now head to Chicago on Saturday to play Colorado on a neutral floor, in what should be another good test, a matchup that was looking like it was going to be a top 25 matchup until Colorado went and fell on their faces last week. But it's still a good test for this Dayton team. It's still a top 40 KenPom, top 50 KenPom team in the Buffs, so it should be a fun one on Saturday. But, hey, we're here tonight recapping the 71-58 Dayton win. We'll hope to be joined by David Jablonski, our friend and colleague from the Dayton Daily News, about what was said in the postgame, what he got. Hopefully get an update on Jalen Crutcher. He's fine, obviously, because he came back into the game after banging knees with a North Texas kid. But that was certainly a gut-punch moment for a lot of Dayton Flyers fans. Nate, sitting there watching that happen and seeing Jalen Crutcher on his back grabbing the knee. Never a sight that Dayton fans want to see.
No, never a sight. You know, we don't want to see none of our players get hurt or go down. The good thing is he did get back up and he got back in the game and he continued to contribute. So that's a blessing, you know. But the good thing, you know, I wanted to point out one thing, and a lot of times, you know, we overlook this. North Texas only scored 58 points. When you can hold a team to under 60 points, you have a great chance of winning, even if you having the worst night ever. You know, they scored, 19 points in the first half?
Yep.
You know, this is a Division I basketball team, and if you can stop that team and only get them to score 19 points, you're doing something right. And if we can continue that, I think we got a good chance to go far in the postseason.
Yeah, I think people have been getting used to this team, Dayton, beating the brakes off people, even when they're having off nights. I mean, I had a couple people stop me before the game on the floor and say, hey, what do you think is going to happen? I said, this is a feisty North Texas bunch. Yeah. They've played a really tough schedule so far, and they came into tonight with some losses on the resume, but they almost beat VCU. They only lost to VCU 59-56 in that little bandbox arena down there in Richmond. They've played at Arkansas. They've played Rhodey on a neutral court. They played at the time number 15 Utah State tough on a neutral floor, and they only lost to Oklahoma by 2, 82-80. In Norman. So this is a feisty North Texas bunch. We thought this was going to be, I thought, more of a rock fight. But I think it's okay for them to get out of, you know, tough out a gritty win where they just had to be mentally tough, Nate, and grind it out and get it done at home.
Yeah, and I hope everybody understands that. We're not going to beat every team by 30 or 25 points. You know, there is going to be games where we're going to be sitting on the edge of our seat, but we are a team that plays together. And at the end of the game, we're going to stay together and play as a team and get the job done. Yeah. That's the most important thing.
Couple of ways for you to join the show. You can tweet me at JBedellWHIO, and I may read your tweet on the air. Or you can take advantage of the Bud Light mic. This is the part of the show where you do some of the work, but we don't pay you for it. Jeff and Dayton.
Hey, guys. Yeah, that was an ugly, ugly game to watch. I don't know what happened to the freedom of movement ideas, but it seemed like there was a lot of grabbing and holding and pushing, and it's not surprising that Obi didn't put up a bunch of points because he couldn't get loose. They were grabbing and doubling him and, constantly. And I guess it's good that, you know, we were still able to put up some points on a night where Obi was, you know, fighting through and Ibby couldn't really seem to find the bottom of the basket. But, we had three or four or five guys that, you know, just put up, we'll call them average nights, but you know, there was five or six of them. So, I'll take five or six average you know, guys putting up 10 to 16 points.
Oh, yeah, and that's what basketball is about. You know, it's a team game. So when one of the players is having an off night, they're going to step up and another player is going to take care of things. Opie didn't have the best scoring night, but he did other things. You know, he contributed on assists. He didn't have any blocked shots, but look how many shots that he altered and made it difficult. So every time that, you know, Texas was going up to try to score, they was thinking twice, and they was pump faking a couple times, and they was throwing it over the backboard and shot a couple air balls just because of his presence. So on the scoreboard, it might not like he had a good game, but he had a solid game today.
Yeah, and defensively, as Larry was talking about with Coach Anthony Grant in his postgame comments, defensively is what set the tone, Nate. You mentioned they held North Texas under 68 points early on before we were even 4 minutes into the game, a little more than 3 minutes into the game. Dayton forces a shot clock violation that draws a big cheer from the crowd. And in the second half, they force a five-second call on a North Texas inbounds. A minute later, they force a turnover using the press, the full-court press. You know, North Texas didn't get the ball passed. Anthony Grant was standing about halfway down the Dayton bench. They didn't get past Anthony before Trey Landers smacked that ball away and forced a turnover. Mm-hmm. Defensively, they set the tone very early, and that defense is what's going to, as we mentioned, this team, not many nights are they going to have where they're going to have trouble scoring. Defense is going to be what carries them, especially, Nate, when you know, as a former player, when you're having an offensive night, defense is what's going to carry this team. Defense travels.
Yes, it definitely does. You know the saying is, offense sells tickets, defense wins championships. So, you know, we're going to have both. So it'll be a good one. You know, they did. They played really well tonight. You know, there were some things that we had lapses in, and we got to be more consistent on taking care of the ball and not getting frustrated when our shots are not going. And I think Opie did a great job with not getting frustrated. I mean, like you said, it was a physical team. They were scrappy with him, double-teaming him, holding him. But he kept his composure, got the ball, and if he saw opening, he took it. If he didn't, he found the open guy.
Yeah, and some of those assists from Opie tonight were hard-eyes emoji if you're a basketball fan.
They were quick.
Some really pretty passes Opie was making. Hey, don't forget, you can podcast Flyer Feedback. We go through afterwards, take out all the commercials, and it's just really great Flyer Feedback content and all the scorched earth hot takes you can handle. So you can check out our podcast of Flyer Feedback on our website, WHIO.com, or make us part of your feed at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Radio.com. If you like what you hear here, please leave us a nice 5-star review. Yes. Nice comments, 5 stars. If you don't like what you hear here, just forget I said anything.
Show us love. It's Christmas.
Show us some love. Yeah, it's Christmas. 5 stars. Nice comments. That's all we've ever asked of you. That, and as you know, Nate, that and don't tweet recruits. Just don't, you guys.
Please don't.
Hashtag don't tweet recruits.
We want to get them here first.
Hashtag the more you know. Speaking of recruits, Dayton is now full up on scholarships, Nate, because this week they picked up an offer from, I'm not even going to try to say his name, because I texted one of my contacts in the program and said, hey, how do you say this kid's name? And he sent back, I'll be honest, I have no idea.
Okay.
But Zamife Wakeji, he's a 6'7 forward. He's from the Tallahassee Gainesville area. And he's at Spire Institute right now. He was committed to Florida State last month. Or I should say in February of 2018 is when he committed to Florida State. He reopened his recruitment last month. So enter Anthony Grant and company. And they swooped in and got a verbal commitment from this forward earlier this week. So currently, Dayton is full on scholarships for the 2020-21 season. But, Nate, I think we can expect to probably see one open up when the NBA draft process rolls around this spring. But we're not going to worry about that now. We're going to enjoy Obi Toppin while he's here, and we're going to enjoy this Flyers team. Also, another roster note, gotten a question about Chase Johnson. I did confirm with UD spokesman before the game, he is still sick. So, Nate, get him some fluids and quarantine him so he doesn't get the rest of the team sick. It's that time of year, right?
Exactly. And, you know, it's a good thing. You know, you said we have all our scholarships taken right now.
Next year, yes.
You know, at one point we only had, what, 4 guys on scholarship on the team at one time a couple years ago? Right before Grant got here?
4 open. Well, the math escapes me if you're going back in history, but they've got 4 total open. One's open this year, which Wakeji is going to fill later when he enrolls in January.
Okay.
He won't play until the fall. And the 3 that are being vacated are being filled by RJ Blankney, Kobe Brea, and Lucas Frazier. So you've got all 4 of those guys coming in next in January/ in the summer to fill all those. Rob on Twitter says, John, can you give an update on Bucky Bockhorn? I don't believe he has been on a radio broadcast yet this year. And yes, we can, Rob. I did address this a couple weeks ago, but if you missed it, that's okay. Bucky is just having some back problems and having a hard time getting around these days right now.
Isn't he having a surgery coming up?
I don't know that, but I just know he's been having some back issues. And if you've had back issues, you know they're no fun, and sometimes it's just hard to get around with some of what you're dealing with those back issues. So that's what Bucky's dealing with, and we hope that he's able to get back to us and broadcast soon. But right now he's got more important things to deal with at this point, just trying to get that back worked out. So back to the Bud Light Mike, Leslie from Ideal Travel.
Hi, guys. A little bit of first announcements and last calls on Ideal Travel Trips. First announcement of Atlantic 10 tournament packages. We are releasing this very moment a wonderful four-night package, March 11th through the 15th, round-trip air from Dayton to New York City, nonstop. Four-night stay at the Brooklyn Way Hotel, including breakfast buffet each morning. All-session basketball tickets. So you've got your air, you got your lodging, you got your breakfast, you got your basketball. Prices starting at $1,125 plus tax per person. So for a couple, you're looking at $2,250 plus tax to get you following your fabulous Flyers to Brooklyn. There's also an option for Manhattan for those folks who want that. To be able to register, give me a call tomorrow, 223-7447. Have your credit card in hand. $400 deposit per person locks you in at the current pricing on that. Last call for Chicago. We've still got two spots available. $349 per person based on double occupancy. That's your motor coach transportation and your two-night stay there in the heart of Chicago. We would love to have you along. Don't let those seats go empty. You want to give your Flyers all their support. Again, tomorrow, 223-7447. Go Flyers.
Thank you, Leslie. Go Flyers. And as Katie on Twitter said, also go America. Hat tip, Adam, as always. Also, shouts to Mark in Springboro. Thanks for listening, buddy. Sorry you can't be here to heckle me in person. Back to the Bud Light Mike, Bob and Dayton.
You know, I don't know how many people picked up on this, but I saw something that gave me a little bit of an encouragement. You know, seeing Jordy Chimanga go in there and replace Obi, and then actually came in and did a really good job. He got 6 points, and he really was a force to be reckoned with. Having somebody like that back up Obi, I think ought to make a lot of Flyer fans smile.
Oh, yeah. I actually got a little excited because they both was in the game together for a second. It wasn't long, but they were in there together for a second, and we're going to need him down the stretch. He's going to have to stay solid, and when he gets in, he got to be productive with the minutes he gets. But right now, he's doing really well. You know, he was a big body. When he got the ball, he was aggressive on offense, and he scored.
Yeah. We've had two consecutive hard defensive games, and now we got Colorado. Do you see the same thing playing out on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Colorado's going to come out, be very physical.
It's a good team.
Get after it. This is going to be one of our toughest challenges so far this year.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. I agree with you. Defense is going to make the difference for this team. If they can consistently play defense, regardless of what the offense is doing, this could be a banner year. Anyway, thanks, everybody. Go Flyers.
Go Flyers.
Thank you, Bob. Also, shout out to KenPom, which predicted before the game, giving Dayton a 92% chance of winning. The predicted final score, 74-58. Not too shabby for the old KenPom prediction there. Nate only off by three. 71-58 was the final. That's a tough Colorado team. We all know McKinley Wright, former Dayton recruit. We all know the backstory. They played back in March in the NIT. And we know that, you know, McKinley Wright's a kid that is getting chatter for potential Pac-12 player of the year. This, as I mentioned in the first segment, this is a Colorado team that was ranked in the top 25 until they had a rough week last week. But still, they're a top 50 KenPom team. That's a good Buffalo squad that might compete in the top of the Pac-12 this year. We'll see what happens. But
yeah, it's going to be a test.
Another test, and on a neutral floor, no less, too.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, I consider that a road game. Yep. You know, so the more road games we can get, that's good for us because we got to take care of home court. And then on the road, you know, as a coach, their mindset is, okay, if we go on the road, let's split. If we split on the road, we're doing good. But we're going to do better than split on the road for sure.
Yeah, I think it's a game that I think a lot of people look at, especially with the way Dayton's playing even after tonight. It's a game that they should go to Chicago and win.
Yeah.
Nate, the way this Dayton team is playing, it's another opportunity. Let's put it this way. Every resume win they've had placed in front of them this year they've taken full advantage of. They beat the brakes off of Virginia Tech and Georgia. They went toe-to-toe with Kansas, and with the exception of not getting the Jayhawks, that's really the only stumble, if you can call it, losing to Kansas on a neutral floor out in Maui.
Yep.
Also handled St. Mary's, easily their best win of the year so far. And here's their fifth chance in the non-conference to go get a resume win, and I believe they'll be fine. And in a city like Chicago, heavy alumni base, short drive from Dayton. That's a popular destination for Dayton fans. The Flyer faithful are going to show up. Should be a fun atmosphere in the United Center. Tom McKettering's the Bud Light Mike.
Gentlemen, I think at the end of the year last year when we played Colorado, I think Jalen Crutcher's legs were probably pretty shot.
Yeah.
I mean, tired-wise. And you know, we had a lot fewer guys playing Colorado last year at the time we were playing them. And so, you know, I think all in all, I think we could have won that game. You know, we were in that game pretty much the whole way, I think. You know, I think now you don't have Crutcher spending all his time chasing McKinley Wright. Because you got
we have several bodies
Rodney
you can throw Chapman. At him.
You got Chapman and you got Cohill, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and the other thing is Trey Landers continues to be a horse. He does everything. He's in there battling those big guys.
Chirping with him, too.
I said
chirping with him too.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
I mean, he's just letting him know you ain't gonna do this on our court.
Yeah, he wasn't gonna take any stuff from him. So that's. I think we got a good shot at Colorado and on to Chicago.
That's right. Yeah, and Trey Landers continues to do the dirty work, and Ryan Mikesell continues to be a very underrated, kind of unsung hero. Just does all the right things. Doesn't do anything spectacularly, but he doesn't do anything wrong.
He just gets the job done.
Ryan Mikesell with a quiet, if that's possible for him, 16 points tonight, leading the way with Jalen Crutcher.
Yes, and me personally, I believe that, you know, Mikesell is going to be the one that takes us over that hump. You know, he's going to be that guy that when we're all down, he's going to be the one that steps up and hits some big shots for us because he's that leader too.
Good fifth-year senior leader. He's been there, done that at every aspect. Dayton winner 71-58, John Bedell, Nate Green, and you here for Flyer Feedback, the home stretch of it live from Flanagan's on the other side of this break right here, live on the home of the Flyers.
This is Flyer Feedback on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. You're listening to Flyer Feedback on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. Call with your questions and comments now at 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
Hey, everybody, for the last time tonight, welcome into Flanagan's Pub. I'm John Bedell. My partner tonight is Nate Green, former Flyer, still great, and you're you. And we thank you for joining us here, whether you're in person with us here at Flanagan's or joining us out there in Flyer Nation, wherever you may be tuning in here on WHIO Radio. We're coming to you live from Flanagan's Pub, a place where we're at after every UD home game. Dayton winners 71-58, the number 13 team in all the land, improves to 9-1. Want to go to the hotline now. We're going to check in with our friend and colleague, David Jablonski. Jabbo is very busy these days. He's helping the Cleveland Browns look for head coaching candidates, but he is taking some time for us. Jabbo, welcome to Flyer Feedback.
Hey, John. I'm sorry about your Browns. I've had a hard time dealing with the losses this year just like you.
Oh, that's all right. I'm used to it. I'm used to the dumpster fire and the rampant dysfunction. It's okay, Jabbo. I'm kind of desensitized to it at this point. Jabbo, first of all, let me ask you about Jalen Crutcher. What did anybody have to say about what happened to him? Looked like banging knees based on the video you tweeted today.
Yeah, he said he banged knees. He knew right away that he was fine. But it hurt, so he stayed on the ground for a little bit. But I saw him walk off the court, and he whispered to his teammates, "I'm okay, I'm fine," and he was back in the game a little bit later. So no big deal, scary moment for sure, but he said it was worth it because he got the dunk from Obi, and big play because North Texas was trying the entire second half to get back into it.
Yeah, that was, as you tweeted also, Jabbo, they made 8 threes in the second half, the Mean Green did, but they got no closer than 9. That was, you know, one of those wins, Dave, where I think Dayton fans have been getting used to Dayton just waxing teams, even when they've had an off night, winning by 30 in a runaway. But tonight was one of those ones where they just had to tough it out in a more traditional sort of mental toughness 13-point win.
And North Texas has played almost everybody close. I mean, they almost beat VCU. Had a chance to win that one in the last second. Lost by 2 to Oklahoma. So beating them by 13, not a bad tour for Dayton. And it's 8 double-digit wins out of 9 wins this season for Dayton. The only non-double-digit win, the only single-digit victory was the opener against Indiana State.
Indiana State.
Pretty, pretty impressive resume there for the Flyers. And it can only get better if they can beat Colorado on Saturday.
Yeah, and looking ahead to that game on Saturday, Jabbo, it's another resume opportunity. It's a rematch from back in the spring. And your thoughts on just getting another shot at a resume opportunity with a really good Colorado team?
Yeah, it's a game Dayton should have a little extra motivation from having lost the game they thought they should have won at Colorado in the NIT last year. Ooh, an NIT reference. I didn't
expect
to reference the NIT. But
the what?
Yeah, the NIT.
Oh, they're not invited. Okay, yes, yes, yes. I got you.
Is that
okay.
what it stands
yes.
for? I don't know.
It stands for non-invited tournament. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, they should have won that game. They had a chance to win it on the road. But Colorado is good. They did have that loss last week to Northern Iowa. Otherwise, they would be ranked, and it would be a match between two ranked teams. So that takes a little bit away from this game. But, I think Colorado's still going to have a good season and have a good resume. And if Dayton can win, it will be one of their best victories for the NCAA tournament resume.
Yeah, it's one of those ones, Jabbo, as you mentioned, when that loss to UNI takes a little bit of the luster off because it won't be a top 25 matchup. But, I mean, that's still a top 45 KenPom team. That's a good Buffalo squad. And I was mentioning to Nate, we all know the name McKinley Wright. We know the backstory. That's a kid that's getting talked for potential Pac-12 Player of the Year, and I think this is a Buffalo squad that we'll see what they do in the Pac-12. But another resume opportunity. And they've taken full-blown advantage, Jabbo, of every resume opportunity that's come their way in the non-conference, and I honestly would expect Saturday to be no different.
Yep. Yeah, I think they'll win. I think they'll have a good crowd up there, a little bit of a home-court advantage. And they're just rolling right now. I mean, tonight wasn't I don't think they played their best games in the last couple games, but they've still been in control of every game for quite a while. So I think they'll beat Colorado. It's not a sure thing for sure, but I think they're I don't know when they're going to lose at this point. The only games ahead that might test them, maybe the two games in Philly, but those teams are pretty down right now. I just have never seen Dayton win in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So those two first A-10 games in January could be interesting, but you never know.
Yeah, right now having their struggles, but still winning these games, that's a good problem to have. Jabba, before I let you go, two yes or no questions. Will Freddie Kitchens survive, yes or no?
Yes.
Will the Bengals take Joe Burrow? Yes or no?
Yeah.
There you go.
They'll win 3 games next year.
All right. David Jablonski, 2/3 of the earth is covered by water. The rest of it is covered by Jabbo. Dave, we thank you for joining us, providing your time and insight here on Flyer Feedback. Real quick before we get out of here, Jerry at the Bud Light mic.
Yeah, Jerry from Mason, Ohio, and I want to say I thought that the Flyers had a great effort tonight, and Mike Sell just played, I think, one of his best games, offense, defense, of the season. One question, any word on Chase and when he's going to be back in the lineup?
No, not yet, just that he's still sick. It's that time of year. I don't know if it's the flu or whatever, but just quarantine him and keep him away from the rest of the team to keep that stuff from spreading, right, Jerry?
Quarantine,
Yeah.
Yeah, but I did get a fit. He is just still sick, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, go Flyers.
Hey, thank you, Jerry. We appreciate that. On to Colorado. So, hey, Dayton fans, that's going to do it for us tonight. One more time, Dayton winner 71-58. Our next game is Saturday. We'll be on the air against the game against Colorado. We'll be on the air at 5:30 with the expanded Bud Light pregame show. Larry will have the call from Chicago at the United Center at 6:30. So we will see you on the air Saturday night, Flyer fans. Until then, from a partner tonight, Nate Green, I'm John Bedell saying thanks for listening, everybody, and go Flyers.
Go Flyers. Drive safe.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.